Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortolsseevdale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. Thanks to the assistance of the Temu Museo della Guerra Bianca in Adamello, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The nature images have been taken from the international photography competition Fotografare il Parco. The itinerary you are about to start out on involves an altitude gain and loss of around 750 meters and is for expert hikers only. Along the route towards Pizzo di Valambrina, 3,220 meters, you will come across a great many Italian army buildings, shelters, artillery positions, trenches and rows of barbed wire. You are now near Refugio Arnaldo Berni, built in 1933 by the Brescia Chi section along the road which descends from Passo di Gavia towards Valferva. From here you get a clear view eastwards of the ridge which separates the Dosegu Glacier at over 3,500 meters from the Forni Glacier where the Austrian wartime guard post was Punta San Matteo and Monte Mantello. Italian troops, on the other hand, controlled Cima San Giacomo, Pizzo Trasero and Cima Dosegu to the north, Cima Villacorna, Pizzo di Valambrina, Passo Dosegu, Punta and Passo della Sforzalina and Corno dei Tre Signori, at an altitude of 3,360 meters, to the south. The name of this latter mountain conjures up the historic border between the Trento Prince Bishopric, the Venetian Republic and the County of Bormio. From the Middle Ages onwards, Venetian merchants from the Camonica Valley travelled across the Gavia Pass and descended through Valferva to Bormio before making their way towards Engadine and the Austrian Tyrol and lastly the Bavarian trading towns. Here wine, cloth and spices were bought and sold. During their return journey merchants transported salt from the mines around Salzburg. The road, or rather footpath, which linked the Camonica Valley with Valferva and Valtellina started at Ponte di Legno and passed through Sant'Apollonia to Passo di Gavia. After reaching the path passed along the side of Lago Bianco and continued along the right bank of Torrente Gavia. On some sections of this path the original Venetian large stone paving has survived as well as the Ponte di Pietra Bridge and, descending towards the village of Santa Caterina Valferva, the Ponte del Vecchio Bridge. Before setting off, stop at the pyramid-shaped monument with a bronze eagle to one side. The monument was built to commemorate the fallen of the 307th Schiattori Monte Ortola Company which took part in the Punta San Matteo battle on 3 September 1918. Opened in 1919 and positioned near Refugio di Gavia, in 1927 the monument was moved to its current location. Now take Chi footpath number 525 which descends along a military track and crosses Torrente Gavia, taking you to the old Gavia refuge in just a few minutes. Happy walking!